Good evening. I am Tabitha, and today is July 1st, 2021. Thank you for being here. Before we begin, let us make an affirmation to Mother Earth. Please say these words. Mother Earth, I say your name, am a planetary healer, and I am here to assist to bring you back into balance. This is a meditation to create and maintain harmony and balance in the Indian Ocean Dipole and Earth-Ocean Meridians. We acknowledge the original caretakers of this land, the First Nation peoples, and pay our respects to the elders past, present, and emerging. To strengthen our focus for this meditation, we will all now chant three times the Kadosh Mantra. Feel the vibration through your energy field as you chant with me. Kadosh, 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 Adonai, Zeveyon. Kadosh, 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 Adonai, Zeveyon. Kadosh, 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 Adonai, Zeveyon. Let us recalibrate our aura into the shape of the cosmic egg, and we ask Giuliano to send Omega Light to coat our cosmic egg with a new light. Omega Light. Feel the Omega Light reformulating your aura into the shape of the cosmic egg. As it comes into that shape, it will build a great energy boost into each of us. You feel a new vibratory thrust in your spirit and your physical body as you connect with this fifth-dimensional light. We will go into silence now as you work on receiving this light. Giuliano now sends down the violet Arcturian light and distributes it to each of us. This light will enable us to accelerate this group's consciousness, energy, cohesiveness, and coherency. This light will help us to utilize in a higher light all of the Arcturian spiritual planetary tools. The Indian Ocean is the third largest of the world's oceanic divisions, covering 20% of the water on the Earth's surface. It is bounded by Asia to the north, Africa to the west, and Australia to the east. To the south, it is bounded by the Southern Ocean, or Antarctica, depending on the definition in use. The Indian Ocean was also known earlier as the Eastern Ocean, and has been a cosmopolitan stage interlinking diverse regions by innovations, trade, and religion since early in human history. In the southwest, it joins the Atlantic Ocean south of the southern tip of Africa. And to the east and southeast, its waters mingle with those of the Pacific Ocean. For years, Australia's fire managers have kept an eye on one culprit that's behind particularly hot, dry years in eastern Australia, and that may be affected by global warming. an oscillating El Niño-like ocean atmosphere weather pattern that begins in the Indian Ocean and is called the Indian Ocean Dipole. What does dipole mean? It means the difference in sea surface temperature between two areas, or poles, hence a dipole. A western pole in the Arabian Sea, western Indian Ocean, and an eastern pole in the eastern Indian Ocean, south of Indonesia. This pattern has positive, negative, and neutral phases, depending on whether eastern or western Indian Ocean waters are warmer than average. The more extreme the temperature difference between the ocean's eastern and western regions, the stronger the phase. When the Indian Ocean Dipole is in a particularly strong positive phase, as it was in 2019, it correlates to some of Australia's worst fire seasons and extreme flooding and landslides in East Africa. The weather patterns are showing that the Indian Ocean Dipole will be negative over the coming months, and this will mean above average rainfall over parts of southern Australia and drier conditions in eastern African countries. We require a neutral Indian Ocean Dipole to keep the balance in the climates of the countries around the Indian Ocean. Please visualize the Indian Ocean. It is a part of one organism, the ocean of Earth. Giuliano said that we can look on the ocean currents as meridians. They act much like a conveyor belt, transporting warm water and precipitation from the equator toward the poles and cold water from the poles back to the tropics. Thus, currents regulate global climate, helping to counteract the uneven distribution of solar radiation reaching Earth's surface. Warm ocean currents heat the air above the water and carry the warm air to the land, increasing the temperatures. We need balance in the ocean currents that will bring cold water to the surface. The oceans hold the biolife energy that allows the biosphere to maintain itself on the land masses of Earth. The core program for the planetary species, humans, is within the center of the Earth. When a group of powerful beings like yourselves go into the center of the Earth and use this with the highest good, calling on the highest thought forms, the highest energy fields, and particularly when there is a higher divine force present, such as a crystal, you can implement a change in the Indian Ocean and ocean organism environment. The crystal activates powerful energy and thought forms, and whatever is in the program would become activated. At this point, when we are working with the crystal energy field and going to the center of the Earth, it is an excellent opportunity to program the harmonization energy into the Indian Ocean meridian that can be radiated to all parts of the Indian Ocean and ocean organism. The ocean will feel the source of this harmony. It is our intention to place our thoughts of a neutral and balanced Indian Ocean Dipole into four crystals, and we ask that those purified and amplified thoughts are placed in the Indian Ocean and ocean organism current flows and meridians to maintain harmony and balance in those meridian flows, in the meridian flows of the ocean of the Earth. Take 3 deep breaths. And with each breath, sink deeper into yourself. Connect with your highest planetary healing ability. Allow our spirit body to rise out of your physical body through the crown chakra and bilocate to a circle of light over the Indian Ocean. Let us visualize ourselves in a large circle with Arcturian and other master. And we are joined by Sana Kumara, the planetary logos for Earth. We ask the etheric crystal at Volcan Poaz, Costa Rica, to rise and join the circle. This crystal clears dissipated blockages and stuck energies in the meridians of the ocean. We ask the crystal in Lago Puelo, Argentina, to also rise and join us. This crystal has a deep, raw connection to the core of Gaia and activates the self-healing powers of the ecosystem and powerfully activates the planetary feedback loop system. We ask the crystal from Serra da Bocaina in Brazil to rise. This will enable the fifth dimension to interact with the third dimension. Finally, we ask the crystal from Copper Canyon in Mexico to join us, to raise the vibration and accelerate the healing and harmonization in the ocean. We also connect with the dolphins and whale light energy in the ocean network using this bio-relativity. Remember, they need our etheric connections and energies as well, and they are ready to link with human thought. They need to know that there is a future for the ocean network, and with our help, will not feel discouraged. We now ask the Ring of Ascension to form an outer circle to our inner circle, and with the crystals we create a powerful galactic medicine wheel energy. This will allow our interaction with the Earth to be more powerful. Let us bring our thoughts of the neutral Indian Ocean dipole into unity with the energy of the crystal. Hold those thoughts in the medicine wheel. There is a core vibration in the center of the Earth. Sana Kumara connects a special Arcturian corridor from the center core of the Earth with our medicine wheel, activating a huge energy input of spiritual harmony into the core of the Earth. Please focus as Sana Kumara chants the word for peace, which is also galactic in nature, the word shalom. Shalom. We feel ourselves drop in a very pleasant way to the center of the Earth. Sink. Just sink into the Earth. This is not the center, as you may think, filled with molten lava and moving plates. This is an etheric center. It is a spiritual center. It is the core that is connected to many cores in the universe. It is connected to the central sun. As we are in this core, it is a huge ball, and we can look out, fully protected in the bubble, and see the center of the earth as well, the molten lava and other energies that are there. Our sinking into the earth as we are doing this exercise is creating wonderful harmony into the Indian Ocean and entire ocean organism. Allow and activate this energy of our thoughts of a neutral Indian Ocean dipole, of peace and harmony in the waters of Mother Earth, filtering through the crystal's energy to spread through all the veins, ley lines, and meridians of the Indian Ocean and ocean network. The grid lines and energetic flows are connecting now to the fifth dimensional Earth, and all the ocean meridians are filled with fifth dimensional harmonizing light. We increase the intensity of our thoughts as much as possible. And remember, the Arcturians have set up special programs for us to interact with the etheric crystals so they can synchronize their thoughts and healing energy with ours. Our work is creating a counterbalance. That energy going through the crystal energy travels all around the Indian Ocean and all the ocean organism on Earth, interacting telepathically with all the different systems that are involved in supporting and creating this balance for the ocean, including whale and dolphin energy. Many different areas need to be shifted in order to create balance and harmony with the whole ocean. The energy moves around the current flow and interacts and influences all of the other places that are in need, and let there be a new balance created that will have a very powerful effect now. Before we leave the core of the earth, we ask the center of the earth to let there be a calming effect into the life forms on the earth, particularly man, so that man will be filled with harmony and peace instead of war. We ask the center of the earth to hold that energy. Just as you breathe in and breathe out, rise out of the core of the earth and find yourself being lifted up from the center back into the room where you began. Sanat Kumara is now activating harmonization of all current flows in the Indian Ocean and the entire ocean organism of Earth, bringing forth a balance in all areas of the ocean in need of assistance and strengthening the light energy of the dolphins and whales. Let the knowledge that spiritual activity can affect planetary processes come to the consciousness of many beings now. We thank Sanat Kumara, Giuliano, and the Arcturians, and other masters for their assistance and support. We thank the crystals for their help, and they return now, with the help of the Arcturians, to their positions on the planet. We thank the Ring of Ascension for its assistance. Thank you for being here. Thank you for sharing your beautiful energy with Gaia.